Well, here's what's going on for a Monday. It is the 10th day of August for 2020. Well, Amador County's confirmed case count of COVID-19 jumped over the weekend now to 182. Jackson continues to be the hotspot with 89 confirmed cases. Now, the caseload breaks down to 83 men and 99 women. On Friday, that was about even. Also on Friday, the 18 to 49-year-old group was the largest one to contract COVID. Now it's the 65 and older group. 65 and older now represent 73 COVID cases. 60 to 64, 51, and 18 to 49, 52. Now, those under the age of 18, that is now in at 6. There are 7 hospitalized cases in Amador County, 1 out of the county. And to date, there are 49 active cases of COVID-19. And, of course, 2 confirmed deaths. We reported on those on Friday. Test results received so far in the last 14 days, 956, over 4,600 test results have been received by the county to date.
Amador County health officials have confirmed to KVGC that Amador is not on the state COVID watch list. The confusion started late Friday night when someone working on the state public health site inadvertently placed an asterisk next to Amador County, indicating placement on the watch list. Valley Media picked up the story and reported it throughout the weekend. State officials will reevaluate Amador County's position by midweek. Again, Amador is not on the state COVID-19 watch list. For more information, please refer to the County Public Health website or the official state COVID watch list at cdph.ca.gov/COVID-19 county data table.
And the filing deadline for city council seats, school boards, and school districts, or special districts, I should say, closed on Friday. But some have been extended until Wednesday for races in which the incumbent is not running. Amador County Unified School District Trustee Area 5 remains open. City Council and clerk seats in Ione. The City Council seats in Jackson. In the City of Plymouth, Treasurer, City Clerk, and Council seats remain open. And in the City of Sutter Creek, the City Council seats. Now again, you have until Wednesday to file. And on Thursday, there will be an alphabetical a drawing for alphabetical placement on the upcoming November ballot.
A Pioneer man was arrested and taken into custody on multiple weapons charges. Amador County Sheriff's deputies seized multiple illegal assault rifles Thursday night after a dispute between the man and his neighbors. According to reports, just before midnight, dispatch received a call reporting a dispute in which Jack Horvath allegedly put a gun to his neighbor's head. Deputies responded and made contact with everyone involved. During the course of the investigation, multiple illegal assault rifles were located, along with a bump stock and metal knuckles. Deputies arrested Horvath on suspicion of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, criminal threats, and possession of assault weapons and possession of a bump stock.
Well, major delays are expected this week between San Andreas and Mountain Ranch. According to the Calaveras County Public Works Department, the paving project will take place this week along Old Gulch Road between the intersection of Michael Road and Calaveritas Road. Road crews will start at the intersection of Calaveritas Road and work east towards Michael Road. The work will require one-lane traffic and flaggers. The work is expected to take all week with delays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be heavy construction equipment on the road and lane restrictions with flaggers directing traffic. Public Works officials warn of major delays, especially possibly during commute times. Questions on the project should be directed to the Calaveras County Public Works Department.
The Amador County Chamber of Commerce has partnered with the Amador County Emergency Operations Center to provide businesses within Amador County a free 2-week supply of personal protective equipment, PPE. The face coverings and hand sanitizer is to help business owners and their staff while they wait for their ordered PPE supplies to arrive. If you would like to access a free 2-week supply of PPE supplies while you wait for your order, please contact the Chamber at 223-0350 or by emailing amadorcountychamber@gmail.com. This offer is open to all businesses within Amador County, whether you are a member of the chamber or not.
And Hospice of Amador and Calaveras has announced the award of a $1,000 grant from the Calaveras Community Foundation for COVID-19 relief. The funds awarded in July will be used to purchase personal protective equipment, including N95 and other masks, gloves, hand sanitizers, and face shields in support of Calaveras County patients. Calaveras County Foundation, a longtime supporter of a variety of hospice programs, including Grief Busters, the annual Celebrate Life art auction, and other programs. Hospice of Amador and Calaveras is the two-county region's only nonprofit independent hospice agency and has been serving the region since 1982. For more information, please visit hospiceofamador.org.
And the UC Master Food Preservers absolutely relish the thrill of entering samples of canned goods in the county fair. How does your apricot jam compare to others? Are your pickles picture perfect? Wow, that is a little bit of a tongue twister there. Are your pickles picture perfect? You get the picture and can see why the group was heartbroken that our local county fairs were canceled this year. But wait, there's good news. On Saturday, September 3rd, the UC Master Food Preservers of Amador and Calaveras Counties will host a preserved food competition open to the residents of Amador, Calaveras, and Tuolumne Counties. The event is a little different than the county fair to comply with safety standards, including one jar per entry, online entry forms due by Sunday, August 23rd, drive-through delivery of entries in two counties on Saturday, August 29th, entry fee of $1.50 per jar to cover the cost of ribbons and postage, and jars will not be returned. The gardens are producing, the farmers' markets are stocked, neighbors are sharing, and the stores have plenty of produce, and you have plenty of time to can up a favorite and enter. Who knows, you may have the best of division or best of show. If you have any questions, please call the UC Master Food Preservers at 530-621-5502.
And don't forget, free COVID-19 testing still available for Amador County residents. Again, to make an appointment, visit the online appointment scheduler, projectbaseline.com/COVID-19. Any questions, call Amador County Public Health. The testing helpline is 223-6676. All right, that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm Joey Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.